This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Morning Conversation, a presentation from Concrete Builders Supply. Let's talk about coronavirus. County Public Health Officer Dr. Bob Dannenhofer joining us. Bob, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, obviously, a lot of concern from people as we've been following events around the world. I guess maybe, can you explain, first of all, for folks who are like me that try to figure out these medical terms and exactly what is coronavirus?
So a coronavirus is a kind of virus that belongs to a family of viruses. It's called a coronavirus because when looked at it under the microscope, it looks like a crown. It's got a bunch of little points on the top of it. And that's why that family has been named the coronavirus. There are four coronaviruses that circulate regularly. They cause mild colds. About 20 years ago, there was the SARS virus, which was a mutated coronavirus that spread among people. About 10 years ago, there was the MERS virus. And now the new coronavirus started in, we think, about December of 2019.
So what makes this one different? And obviously the deaths, the people being monitored, all of that.
So what makes this one different is that some of the cases get very severe. Now, it's not as, and it's very contagious. So at the same time, it can be very severe and very contagious. SARS was very severe, but wasn't very contagious. MERS is very severe. More than half the people who get it die, but was really hard to move from person to person. This one is both contagious and serious, and that's why it's such a worry.
So as we continue to follow this, obviously people are beginning to get more concerned in the U.S., even though the number of cases in our country at this point is small.
Yes, the number of cases in the United States is small. When I looked last night, it was 60, most of whom were people who came from that cruise ship. So the numbers are small. But in other very advanced countries, South Korea and Italy, the disease has taken hold and spread very quickly.
And so what about in Oregon? How are things looking here?
There are no active cases in Oregon. Because Oregonians do travel, there are people who've traveled to China or come back from China, and there are people under monitoring, but there are no active cases in Oregon. That could certainly change.
And I know that the Oregon Health Authority is starting to put out information that began on Tuesday. What are you hearing about what they're going to do to just sort of keep people in the loop?
Well, this has been an effort by the feds, mostly at the CDC, by the state at Oregon Health Authority, and by our local health department to work together on doing this. And we all have, we each have our roles. Our role is to provide information locally. Our role is to help with people under monitoring, and our role is investigation of cases. And we've been doing that. We have a bunch of epidemiologists who are working on this on a regular basis.
Now, I know Lane County earlier in the week said they had seven people, I believe it was, that are being monitored. Do we have any idea for Douglas County?
Yes, but we don't like to release the numbers. The numbers change every day because people come in and leave monitoring. And in Douglas County, it's a very small number, and you could potentially identify who the person was if we gave out more information about that person. And we really want to protect people's privacy because certainly the people who are under monitoring deserve some privacy.
So do you think the way the information is disseminated will kind of evolve as this goes along?
I think it will. I think certainly if there are active cases, we need to know about that, right? Because there are active cases, you'll want to see who those people have been in contact with. But as long as there's no active cases, I think the way we're doing it now is the correct way.
And I know it's hard to look out there and project or forecast, if you will, where's this going to go? But what's your instinct at this point with the coronavirus on kind of a worldwide scale?
Well, you know, as they say, predictions are always hard, especially about the future. So, you know, there certainly is a chance that this will spread worldwide. There's a chance that this will spread locally as it has and peter out. And there's a chance that we've seen the worst of it and it'll get better. These things are mysterious in the way they come out and the way they end. So, for example, SARS came spread from China. There was a case in Toronto and a bunch of cases there, and then it just kind of died out, and there were no new cases of that. MERS continues to pop up now again, so predicting about this kind of virus is going to be very difficult.
We had a lot of the initial cases tied to the Wuhan area of China or to people who had contact with people who had been there. California the other day, though, they had one that appeared to have no connection to foreign travel. Is that a bit troubling?
That's very troubling. And so that really is a game changer. Now, there are some, you know, that's a place in Northern California where there are people at Travis Air Force Base who got evacuated from China. So there may be some kind of intermediate connection, but certainly very concerning when you're unable to link a case.
For people in Douglas County, for people who obviously want to protect themselves as much as possible, what should folks be doing right now?
Well, I know I sound like a broken record because I think I say this every time I'm on the thing, but people really take care of themselves. And by taking care of themselves, that means get adequate sleep and exercise. If you haven't gotten a flu shot yet, get a flu shot. If you're smoking, stop smoking. This is also a time maybe that people would think about their emergency supplies because this is a time where, if it really hit hard and there was a quarantine, there could be times where people were asked to stay home. So preparing their home emergency kit is always the thing to do.
And even probably a greater emphasis on hand washing?
So hand washing is very important. We think this one is spread mostly by respiratory virus, but a lot of times respiratory viruses are spread, they're on people's hands, and then people touch their face. So frequent hand washing is a good thing, or using hand sanitizer is a good thing. We think this virus is probably killed by hand sanitizer.
Dr. Bob Dannenhofer, County Public Health Officer, any final thoughts you want to share with folks about the coronavirus?
I think there's no need to panic, but certainly stay involved.
All right, Bob, thanks for joining us this morning.
All right, take care.
839 at News Radio 1240 KQEN.